You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, has proposed a referendum date for Scots to vote on their independence from the United Kingdom, the 19th of October 2023. However, despite UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying that now might not be the time, Sturgeon says that they will run the referendum regardless by having her party run on the sole issue of independence.
The Scottish National Party would argue that there's a fairly robust democratic case that Scotland should take its place among the nations of the world and rule its own affairs. I mean, we could argue about the likely economic consequences, but I think the essence of the Scottish National Party case is that Scotland is a mature democracy that should no longer be fettered, as they would see it, by Westminster rule and should stand on its own two feet in the world.
Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Ferguson, says that they will press on with a referendum whether or not they can get permission from the UK. How could they run a referendum to vote whether or not they will stay independent without the Prime Minister's permission?
Well, what Nicola Sturgeon said in the Scottish Parliament the other day was that she has effectively instructed the Lord Advocate to approach the Supreme Court in the United Kingdom to determine whether the Scottish Parliament can legally hold a referendum without the say-so of the Westminster government. So that is still to be established, as it were. The normal way that these things proceed, or at least the precedent that was established for the first Scottish independence referendum in 2014, was that the UK government would institute what is known as a Section 30, which is a mechanism that allows the Scottish Parliament to legislate in areas that are reserved to Westminster. In other words, areas that are also areas outside the jurisdiction of the Scottish Parliament. And that's what happened in 2012, when the then Scottish First Minister, Alex Salmond, negotiated with the then British Prime Minister David Cameron to set the terms for what became the 2014 Scottish independence referendum. So I suppose the Scottish National Party would argue that the situation is exactly the same as it was then. In other words, the Scottish National Party was elected on a mandate to hold an independence referendum in the way that Alex Salmond's administration was elected to hold an independence referendum in 2011, and that therefore that precedent should be followed and that the government should grant a Section 30. Of course, Boris Johnson is extremely unlikely to grant a Section 30, so this is why Nicola Sturgeon has taken the route of, first of all, approaching the UK Supreme Court. And then if the UK Supreme Court rules that they cannot legally hold a referendum, she has indicated that at the next British general election, the Scottish National Party will stand on a platform focused simply on that one question of should Scotland be an independent country.
If this doesn't go through, people will have to be voting for this topic of should Scotland go independent within a normal sort of general election, right?
Well, I suppose that would be the point, that it wouldn't be a normal general election. It would effectively be presented as a plebiscite on independence. I mean, I suppose the issue here is that the United Kingdom is either a voluntary partnership of nations or it's not. If it's a voluntary partnership of nations, then there ought to be some mechanism by which one of the constituent nations can ask its people whether they wish to continue the present arrangements.
Yes.
As things stand, there doesn't appear to be a mechanism of that description in place. So that's the kind of impasse that we're dealing with at the moment. Of course, I mean, I think one of the things to point out is that we're still quite far from establishing that a referendum is indeed going to take place. So we're still very much at the preliminary stage of these proceedings. And, you know, we've been here before with the Scottish National Party looking to hold an independence referendum and the UK government withholding its consent.
So why did the last referendum in 2014 fail, and what could be different this time around?
I think one of the things that would be different this time round is that some of the central planks in the No campaign, the sort of anti-independence or pro-union campaign, have been dismantled by events over the past few years. So in 2014, one of the anxieties that Scottish voters had was the possibility of Scotland taken out of the European Union by the independence vote, and the uncertainty as to how and when, or even if, Scotland would manage to renegotiate entry into the European Union. And that was very much a fear that impacted, I think, on Scottish voters at the time. Of course, you know, we're now in a situation where Scotland has been dragged out of the EU against the express wishes of its voters in the EU referendum. So that situation is clearly a major point of difference between the situation that pertained with the first independence referendum and the situation that may pertain with the putative second independence referendum.
So how could the rest of the United Kingdom, how could England, Wales and Northern Ireland become affected if Scotland were to depart?
Well, the situation, of course, in Ireland, particularly in Northern Ireland, I think is to some extent related to what happens in Scotland. Certainly if Scotland becomes independent, I think it probably increases the likelihood that there will be a border poll in Ireland, and that Sinn Féin will look to have effectively a plebiscite on a united Ireland. Similarly, events in Ireland developments could take place in Ireland that possibly affect the situation in Scotland. So this is quite a fluid and sort of ever-changing situation. But yes, I think it's certainly true to say that these events aren't happening in a vacuum, and certainly what transpires with the independence referendum will be being watched very closely, I think, across the Irish Sea.
That was Professor Liam McIlvenny from the University of Otago chatting about Scottish independence.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.